WRAL News on Fox 50. Coverage you can count on.
We're following breaking news this morning in Nash County, a crash that has closed I-95 northbound. Brett Neese live on the scene. He'll have an update coming up.
And here's a live look at a strawberry farm in Raleigh. Freezing temperatures this morning are threatening the crops. We'll have a live report from the farm and a look at the forecast.
Plus, we'll share the ways vaccine providers in our area are making it easier to get the shot.
And today, the registration window opens for Wake County Schools Virtual Academy. The changes parents and students need to know before signing up. A lot to tell you about on this 8 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along here. And this Thursday has started off in rocky fashion when you talk about what is happening on 95, Brian.
County, just north of Rocky Mount, we have a crash that has closed those 90 northbound lanes of I-95. It's closed right around the Highway 4 interchange as crews work to clear this up. Brett Neese just arrived in the breaking news tracker. And Brett, I know it took you a while to get to a spot there along the road where you could actually see this crash. What are you finding out there?
That's right, Brian. I got out in the southbound lanes on I-95 so we can look across the highway at what is going on. And it is just a mess out here on I-95. We're going to zoom in across here. And we're going to see that there's plenty of construction equipment that is on the scene here. And right now, they actually just started moving that yellow piece of equipment to start tearing apart more of what was once a semi-trailer. There is just debris everywhere in the median there. We're looking for the cab of the semi as well. And I believe we have a better look of this scene from Sky 5 video from earlier this morning. They'll give you a better scope of what exactly went on here. We're going to find out more information about injuries and exactly how this transpired overnight. But they say it's supposed to be cleared by about 10 a.m. I'm going to be on top of this and let you know if that estimated time changes, because it does look like there is a lot of work left to be done before they can reopen I-95 northbound. In the meantime, though, Brian, how can folks get around this?
One thing I want to point out, Brett, is that our sensors are showing some pretty heavy delays on that northbound side, leaving the 64 interchange in Rocky Mount heading up toward Highway 4. The road is closed at the NC4 exit, and the detour they have set up takes you out to NC48. From there, you head sort of parallel to I-95 up to NC33. Then you make a right and rejoin I-95 northbound. As Brett mentioned, it may be a little while before that is reopened. He's on the scene. We have sensors. We'll let you know how that's developing. As we take a look around the triangle, it is mostly pretty quiet out there. One earlier crash on 440 westbound around Wade Avenue, I think, is cleared up by this point. No other crashes showing up around Wake County. We're picking up what has become a pretty typical delay for us in the 8 o'clock hour, beginning around I-87 on 440 westbound and extending out toward Wake Forest Road. So allow some extra time through there. All quiet right now as we take a look at conditions in Durham and Chapel Hill. It has been a chilly morning. Starting to warm up a little bit, though, right, Zach?
Brian, that is true, but still in the 30s for everyone right now. 38 degrees in Raleigh. We're seeing the sun is shining, but it is dry out there. Didn't see too much frost out this morning because of the dew point temperatures. Right now, that moisture content value in the mid to upper 20s, which really signifies the dry air we are currently seeing. 40 now in Fayetteville, 38 in Durham, 36 in Roxboro, 36 as well in South Hill. And most of us were in the low 30s this morning. So things are improving just slightly. Compared to this time yesterday, though, temperatures far colder, anywhere from 19 to 21 degrees colder at this hour. So it's a colder start, and it will be a chillier afternoon. Luckily, we'll see plenty of sunshine, maybe a partly cloudy sky around dinner time. We'll see highs today in the upper 50s to near 60, but that's about it, well below average for today. Plenty of sunshine on Futurecast. We will see a few clouds heading our way, maybe a stray shower in Mecklenburg County this afternoon. But because of the drier weather and the gusty winds, we do have a fire danger risk again for today. Burning is not recommended outdoors. I'll show you what's expected hour by hour with your outdoor forecast if you're getting in the yards this afternoon. And I'll show you the showers that come our way for this weekend on Saturday.
Zach, thanks. The demand for the vaccine in North Carolina is down, so providers are expanding accessibility. The move comes as Governor Roy Cooper says vaccinations are the key to fully reopening and to ease back on the mask mandate. WRL's Casey Cunningham is in Durham with a look at how you can easily get a shot without an appointment.
Durham County's health department is the latest to offer this walk-in option so people can get their vaccine easier, get their vaccine card, and be on their way. And just a few short weeks ago, even months ago, this was not the case at all. People were waiting in major lines. People were even spending the night in their car just for a chance to get the shot, not even a guarantee. Durham health officials tell me the demand has dropped and appointments aren't filling up as quickly so they can offer this option. Similar trends are happening in Wake County and also at Duke Health. They've made some changes too so that it's easier and more convenient for people to get the vaccine, like dropping their wait lists. Today, people can start showing up until 3 to get the vaccine without an appointment here at the Durham County Public Health Department. Casey Cunningham, WRL News in Durham.
Wake County is also seeing success with its vaccine rollout, even set a new record for vaccines at PNC Arena. Wake County posted this picture on its Facebook page showing the team there. It includes National Guardsmen and women proudly holding up a sign that says 3,801. That's how many people were vaccinated Wednesday. You can find more information about where to get a vaccination on our website, WRL.com, and the WRL News app. We have a team dedicated to updating our information on available vaccines multiple times a day. Look for the Find a Vaccine banner, the yellow one there on the homepage.
The clock is ticking for Wake County parents to decide if their child should enroll in the virtual academy. The registration window for the upcoming school year opens today and closes in 10 days. That's on May 2nd. The virtual academy will serve grades K through 12 with a separate virtual learning option for pre-K students. The big change is that parents will have to commit for the entire school year rather than a single semester.
I think that it's something we want, we need to be more active in terms of the structures for how we sort of seek out that partnership with schools to understand what's happening with students. But I think the process would still be the same in terms of needing to review what we find.
Parents who choose virtual learning must sign a form acknowledging that students could be returned to in-person instruction if they don't meet their responsibilities.
We are waiting to see if body camera video will be released after a North Carolina man was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy in Elizabeth City.
Of everybody in the family, he had a nice smile, cute dimples, and a laugh that would light up the whole house.
Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office says a deputy shot Andrew Brown Jr. while serving a search warrant. And they tell the WREL that there is body camera video. It has not been released yet. Dozens of people gathered in Elizabeth City to demand the release of that recording. The FBI is investigating the shooting, and the deputy involved is on administrative leave. Today, Dante Wright will be laid to rest as police officer who shot and killed him appears in court. Officer Kimberly Potter says she meant to use her taser instead of her gun during the deadly traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota last week. That's a suburb outside Minneapolis. Potter faces manslaughter charges. Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy, and his organization is covering the funeral costs.
Today is Earth Day, a reminder that you can affect positive change on the environment. President Joe Biden will meet with world leaders for a virtual conference on climate change. They will discuss raising our climate ambitions and investing in climate solutions. Meanwhile, teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg will testify before Congress. She will appear before a House Oversight Committee panel for a hearing on fossil fuels and preventing action on the climate. In our area, we're experiencing cold temperatures today, many of us in the 30s, and this concerns farmers who are trying to bounce back from the pandemic. WRL's Naya Harden is at Page Farms in Raleigh this morning on Strawberry Watch, and farmers doing what they can to protect those precious strawberries. Naya.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And they have the irrigation system running earlier this morning as I step out of the way here at Page Farms. And they have since turned it off within the last half an hour. They say that everything looks to be good. So that's some good news, especially since they are planning to have a even colder night potentially come later on this evening. Now, yesterday we watched as they put road cover down. Owner Danny Page says around this time, warmer days mean a lot, and they're already behind from what they were last season because of all the cool days. North Carolina is known for strawberry production, so the damage at this time of year, it could mean fewer strawberries available or a spike in the price. Page Farm says they will be ready, though, to open on Saturday. You'll be able to pick your own berries from here. And then some farms are not allowing this option just because of COVID. So make sure to check first. Naya Harden, WRL News, Raleigh.
This morning, it's still unclear if fans will be allowed at the Tokyo Olympics in person. Organizers are pushing back the deadline to make that final decision. Last month, organizers said international spectators would not be allowed into Japan. Now they're still trying to decide if people in Japan will be able to attend the games. Olympic leaders say they need more time to study the pandemic's impact on Japan, and it could be June before a final decision is made. New information about coronavirus vaccines that may provide some peace of mind for pregnant women. Ahead, research published this week involving our nation's top scientists.
And it's a cold start to your Thursday morning. We're seeing temperatures in the 30s for everyone besides Fayetteville. Another cold night tonight. I'll break that down coming up next in weather.
Ken Smith here in the WGRE Live Center. Renee just talked about that virtual climate summit led by President Joe Biden. Well, we want to give you a live look at that summit right now. President Biden is addressing world leaders virtually. Among his many announcements he will be making this morning, he's pledging that the U.S. will cut greenhouse gas pollution by 50% to 52% by 2030. The U.S. target, that goes back to actually 2005 levels. And the White House says efforts to reach it include moving toward carbon pollution free electricity, boosting fuel efficiency of cars and trucks, supporting carbon capture at industrial facilities, and reducing the use of methane. Again, that's a virtual climate summit led by President Joe Biden.
And right now, we're seeing a cold start to this Earth Day. We've seen temperatures in the 30s so far. We'll be in the 50s and lower 60s this afternoon. But another cold start is in store tomorrow, where we are again back to the 30s for your Friday morning. We're dry today. We're dry tomorrow, but rain showers likely on Saturday. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, does have portions of our area under a level one severe storm risk. I'll break that down coming up in the next half hour. The chances look to be a little bit lower thanks to cooler air that's going to be stuck in place, but rain showers look to be likely Saturday afternoon and evening. A big warm-up is on the way for next week. If you're not too happy about the chilly air we're seeing today, the 80s are going to be back in the forecast late next week, also beginning really Tuesday and Wednesday. Here's a look at satellite and radar right now. We are seeing just a few clouds popping up, but really everyone's seeing that Carolina blue sky and Rocky Mount still chilly. That abundant sunshine overhead, 39 degrees, the current temperature in Rocky Mount. Looking off into downtown Raleigh, a little breezy though, as you can see the flag overhead of the Capitol blowing just a bit. We'll have another breezy afternoon today, and temperatures are starting off rather chilly, even in the Triangle, 38 degrees, currently feeling cooler thanks to that breeze. In Sanford, we're seeing a few of those high clouds now popping up and moving through, but notice the temperature is still at 33 degrees, waiting for that sensor to update across the Sanford and Lee County area. Here's your hour-by-hour forecast today. We'll be climbing from the 30s into the 40s soon. 50s by 11 a.m., but really that's about it. We barely get to 60 around 4 to 5 p.m. this afternoon. Likely seeing plenty of sunshine until the afternoon. Could see a few high clouds popping up just after lunchtime or so. Let's break that down with Futurecast. 11 a.m., seeing temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s around the area. Again, a few clouds mainly popping up after lunchtime and through the early afternoon. Not seeing any rain across the Triangle, but we could see a few small showers off towards the north if you're watching in Clarksville or South Hill in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. That's the best chance to see just a few small showers, but beyond that, really looks to stay dry across the area. Everyone will be drier this evening, but then overnight tonight, temperatures will plummet once again, dropping from the 40s back into the 30s. Friday morning starts at 36 in Raleigh, 32 in Roxborough, but then we'll see a milder afternoon. Tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 60s and lower 70s and staying just as nice for your Friday evening plans. Rain chances low the next few days, but Saturday it's going to be looking rather wet. We do have a chance for just a few stronger storms off towards the south. I'll break that down coming up the next half hour. But once we get past Saturday, temperatures will start to soar. We're back in the 70s Sunday and Monday, and the 80s return Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
Zach, we're still following this crash in Nash County on I-95 northbound, just north of Rocky Mount. Show you some Sky5 video from the scene. This is a tractor-trailer that got involved in this crash. As far as we can tell, just one vehicle involved here, but you can see the huge mess that they're working to clear up right now. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen those lanes of I-95. It is closed at the NC4 interchange and likely will remain closed for quite a while longer. Brett Neese is out there live at the scene. We'll get an update from him coming up in just a little bit. Let's take a look at the live sensor temperature readings right now. That red on 95 northbound heading away from the 64 interchange, heading up toward NC4 indicates the backups that you're going to see until you get to that detour that they have set up. Then Highway 4 goes to Highway 48, and from there you take 33 and can rejoin I-95 on the other side of that closure. So if you're leaving the Rocky Mount area, heading up toward Enfield and Roanoke Rapids and Halifax County and Northampton County, you just need to allow plenty of extra time this morning. I have a couple of fresh crashes that have popped up around Raleigh. One appears to be on 440 westbound right around the Wake Forest Road interchange. We are seeing some delays there beginning around Brentwood Road through the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Also looks like we have another crash just south of downtown Raleigh. We're going to get some more details about that one. Over in Durham right now, we're looking fine on I-40 and I-85. The freeway is clear in both directions through downtown. Renee?
Brian, thanks. A brush fire near the VA Healthcare Center in Fayetteville is under investigation this morning. We first showed you this video, the flames near the facility on South Rayford Road on our 11 o'clock news. Firefighters say it spread to nearly 10 acres of land. No one was hurt. Investigators are trying to figure out how the fire started. This morning, work begins on a $1 billion project to repair military sites across North Carolina damaged in Hurricane Florence. Leaders will host a groundbreaking for the first of seven major projects in the aftermath of the 2018 storm. You're looking at video of some of that damage. The project includes 15 new facilities and the demolition of 31 buildings at Camp Lejeune. The first phase should be complete by fall of 2024.
This afternoon, Governor Roy Cooper will be in Western North Carolina to get a look at the COVID-19 vaccine rollout there. He'll attend a vaccine clinic in Asheville. The visit comes one day after his new push to ease virus restrictions statewide. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines do not appear to pose serious risk during pregnancy. That's according to a new study. Researchers reviewed data from more than 35,000 pregnant women. They found the most common side effect from the vaccine was pain at the injection site, which appeared more frequently in vaccine recipients who were pregnant. Headaches, chills, and fever were reported less frequently. The events industry is making a comeback, but wedding trends have changed since the start of the pandemic. Liz McLaughlin with what to expect this year.
Welcome, family, friends, and loved ones.
Virtual wedding planner Wedfully took off in 2020 as the pandemic forced couples to pivot big plans for their big day.
We've always wanted a big wedding.
Even as COVID-19 protocols loosen in parts of the country, some couples are still seeing the benefits of digital nuptials.
The two main benefits of going virtual is definitely cutting down costs and cutting down planning stress.
This spring, couples continue to embrace the mini-moni, with plans for a bigger reception later this year.
We're going to see a lot of the trends that happened over the last year carry forward.
And as in-person events bounce back, newly engaged couples are competing for venues with those that postponed last year.
We're definitely seeing weddings booking a year and a half in advance.
With many Saturdays already booked up and fall set to be the busiest ever for weddings, couples are getting creative.
So we're seeing couples plan for Thursday weddings, maybe Sunday brunch, Sunday evening, even into Monday.
Many wedding planning checklists now include health protocols, with more couples and venues starting to require guests to be tested or vaccinated before attending.
The biggest one is this vaccine and negative COVID requirement, which will basically be the only way in which we can operate safely indoors for an event.
One bride, so excited to get the shot, she did it in her dress.
Getting the vaccine is really exciting. It was a celebration.
And a way to make celebrations safer. Liz McLaughlin, NBC News.
Cirque du Soleil is restarting its shows after shutting down because of the pandemic. It plans to open three shows in Las Vegas this summer and two touring shows in the Dominican Republic and London. The reopening plans come after Cirque du Soleil Entertainment Group filed for bankruptcy protection in June and laid off about 95% of its workforce. It was later bought by a group of its creditors and emerged from bankruptcy protection. Did a medical crisis leave you thinking about insurance? Now is the time to check out the marketplace. More people than ever before now qualify for help paying for coverage. Learn more today with Five on Your Side's Monica La Liberty. From costs to coverage, experts will answer your questions only on WREL from 4 until 7:30 tonight. And the number is on your screen. Housing is expanding in Moore County. The Carthage Board of Commissioners approved the request for nearly 80 multifamily apartments. The new community will be called Hawthorne Hills. It will be built at the intersection of Highway 501 and Union Church Road. No timeline was given for construction on the project.
There's a new playground now open at Blue Jay Point County Park in Wake County. Take a look. Balance beams there, and along with typical swings and slides, some boulders to climb on as well. There are two sections, one for kids age 2 to 5, another 5 to 12. There's also plenty of room for parents to sit and watch. Oh, for the first time ever, NASA has successfully converted carbon dioxide from Mars and turned it into oxygen. A state-of-the-art instrument dubbed MOXIE was placed on the Perseverance rover. The rover converted carbon dioxide molecules from Mars into 5 grams of oxygen, which is the equivalent of 10 minutes of breathable air. NASA says this discovery could pave the way in providing oxygen for astronauts and rockets during future missions to Mars. So cool. Vaccine supply is outweighing demand, and now local leaders are taking action. The new effort underway in Durham County to get a majority of people vaccinated.
And you can now sign up for Wake County's Virtual Academy. What you need to know about changes to the program ahead on Fox 50.
The Triangle's number one source for news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26, the time right now, your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top local stories that have turned regional here as we head out to 95. Brian Schrader with a look at this trouble spot all morning.
The northbound lanes of I-95 closed right now at Highway 4 just north of Rocky Mount because of an overnight crash involving a tractor trailer. Show you some video that Sky 5 shot a little while ago, and you can see the huge mess out there. We're still working to learn more about what caused this crash and also the condition of the driver, but you can see that is a big job, and it continues this morning. Again, I-95 northbound is closed around Highway 4. We're seeing heavy delays leaving Rocky Mount heading up toward the NC4 interchange. The detour takes you up 48, which runs parallel to 95, and then you head out to Highway 33 and then head back to I-95 to rejoin those northbound lanes. Zach?
8:27 now, seeing a cold start to your Thursday morning. Temperatures now in the upper 30s to near 40. But if you have backyard plans today, just grab those extra layers. We'll see plenty of sunshine from the morning into the early afternoon, and highs today in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Over on Fox 50, we'll show you if things warm up for the weekend.
Registration window opens today for Wake County Schools Virtual Academy. Parents do have to decide whether to commit to online learning for the entire upcoming school year. The options are available for students K through 12 and for pre-K. Registration closes May 2nd. Has a medical crisis left you thinking about insurance? Well, now is the time to check out the marketplace. More people now than ever before qualify for help paying for coverage. Learn more on today with 5 on Your Side's Monica the Liberty. From cost to coverage, experts will answer your questions only on WRAL. That's 4 p.m. this afternoon until 7:30 tonight. Next on Fox 50, the latest vaccine provider opening up access to shots without the need for an appointment.
WRAL News on Fox 50. Coverage you can count on.
8:30 on your Thursday right now. It's a bright start, but cold out there. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. And a rough start on I-95, a section of it that's been closed because of a tractor-trailer crash. Ryan Schrader staying on top of it and showing us the delays.
Yes, this is on 95 northbound, closed at Highway 4, which is just north of Rocky Mount. A tractor-trailer crash causing all these big problems. Brett Neese there, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, has been gathering information, and you have some new details. Brett.
That's right, Brian. I just spoke with troopers at the scene. First, I'm going to step behind the camera and give you everyone a closer look at what is going on here for the cleanup process. I tell you what I just learned from that trooper is that there were two tractor trailers that were involved in this crash. That's the mess from one of them. The second tractor trailer has since been towed away, but it actually drove through this trailer and really destroyed it, causing all of this damage. That's the cleanup that you're seeing now. There's a lot of produce that this trailer was carrying. Somehow this tractor trailer went off the side of the road, across the road, and that's whenever the second truck blew through it and destroyed it. So now I'm working to give an update on the condition of both the drivers. The driver of that produce truck was taken to the hospital. As soon as I know more about that condition, I'll pass that information along. But it does look like this is going to be closed for quite some time. They expect it to be open by 10 o'clock, but as you can see, there is a lot of work left to be done. So we'll stay on top of this and let you know. Brian?
Brett, thanks for that update. And as we take a look at our live sensors, you can see that the big delays are building there, leaving the 64 interchange in Rocky Mount, heading up toward the closure there at NC4. That's where the detour starts. Takes you out to NC48. You make a left there, ride along parallel to 95 till you get to 33. And then from NC33, you make a right and then head back up to 95 northbound. Continue your trip on toward Roanoke Rapids. Brett's on the scene. He'll have another live report coming up in just a little while. As we take a look around the triangle right now, we have a crash on 440 westbound right around Wake Forest Road, adding to these delays that we're picking up from around Brentwood Road through the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Over in Durham, we're looking good on major routes, including the Durham Freeway, which is a delay-free six-minute ride between downtown and I-40. Looks nice behind you there, Zach, but a little chilly.
Pretty chilly for the golf course. Looking live from Moore County, Southern Pines, the Longleaf Golf and Family Club, where temperatures are chilly for the middle of April. 39 degrees right now in Southern Pines, 25 degrees their current dew point temperature, so it is dry. We haven't seen too many frost reports this morning because of that dry air, but temperatures have started off quite cold. Now at 40 in Fayetteville, 38 good morning in Durham and Raleigh, 39 in Roxborough, but temperatures will begin to warm and we'll see them back in the upper 50s and lower 60s. That's about it this afternoon. Staying cooler today because the trend is the same. Much colder at this hour compared to 24 hours ago. And that's all thanks to the cold front that came through yesterday, midday and afternoon. We were in the 70s yesterday, and then temperatures just plummeted overnight last night. Here's that hour by hour forecast. Again, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, well below average for this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies as weak disturbance tries to head our way later on this afternoon. It may produce just a small shower in Mecklenburg County, but a colder night again for tonight. I'll break that down with Futurecast when I come back.
Well, much like the rest of the country, the supply of COVID-19 vaccines here locally is outpacing the demand, and that's why some clinics are giving people more options to get the shot. WIRL's Casey Cunningham joins us from Durham to show us how one vaccine provider is turning to convenience to encourage more people to get vaccinated.
Durham County's health department is the latest to offer this walk-in option so people can get their vaccine easier, get their vaccine card, and be on their way. And just a few short weeks ago, even months ago, this was not the case at all. People were waiting in major lines. People were even spending the night in their car just for a chance to get the shot, not even a guarantee. Durham health officials tell me the demand has dropped and appointments aren't filling up as quickly so they can offer this option. Similar trends are happening in Wake County and also at Duke Health. They've made some changes too so that it's easier and more convenient for people to get the vaccine, like dropping their wait lists. Today, people can start showing up until 3 to get the vaccine without an appointment here at the Durham County Public Health Department. Casey Cunningham, WIRL News in Durham.
Right now, 47% of all adults in North Carolina have had at least one shot. The governor says two-thirds, or 67%, need to be vaccinated before the mask mandate can be eased. To get there, about 1.3 million more people need at least one dose. You can find more information about where to get a vaccine on WRL.com and the WRL News app. We have a team dedicated to updating our information on available vaccines every day. Look for the Find a Vaccine banner on the homepage.
It's a big decision. Decision for Wake County parents says enrollment for Virtual Academy in the fall starts today. And a heads up, this time around, it'll be a lot different in the upcoming school year. Students are expected to commit to a full year of online learning, not just a semester, to prevent students from changing teachers. Parents also have to acknowledge students could be removed from the Virtual Academy if they don't meet certain responsibilities, resulting in a return to in-person classes for them. The registration window is open now through Sunday, May 2nd.
And now to a story near our coast. A community is preparing for more protests as they call for transparency in a deadly shooting involving a sheriff's deputy.
We're not going away until we get some cooperation, until we get some transparency. What are you hiding? If there was body camera footage, tell the community.
Dozens gathered in Elizabeth City to demand answers in the death of Andrew Brown Jr. The sheriff's office says a deputy shot Brown while serving a search warrant and tells WREL they do have body camera video. It has not been released. The FBI is investigating, and the deputy who shot Brown is on administrative leave. Closer to home, Raleigh police were called to a parking lot downtown after a report of a shooting. This is video from our breaking news tracker around 2:30 this morning. We know dozens of officers gathered evidence like shell casings in the parking lot close to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. They say the shooting may have stemmed from an argument, then shots were fired and everyone took off.
The colder temperatures this morning are threatening the crops of farmers who are trying to bounce back from the pandemic. WRL's Naya Harden is at Page Farms in Raleigh to explain what they're doing to battle the elements and harvest those berries.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we just saw them have the water, the irrigation system here turned on, trying to keep those strawberries nice and protected. However, they just turned them off. So that's a good sign because that just means that it's warm enough now for them to be able to handle what they're going through currently. This morning, though, and tomorrow, we expect Page Farms to be babysitting their strawberries as they prepare for what's ahead. Yesterday, we watched as they put road cover down. Owner Danny Page says around this time, warmer days, they mean a lot, and they're already behind from what they were last season because of all the cool days.
I am about positive I can take care of them tonight. This cold spell, you know, it's kind of unusual for this late in the year, but we've gone through a whole lot worse than this here.
North Carolina is known for strawberry production, so the damage at this time of year, it could mean fewer strawberries available or a spike in the price. Page Farm says, though, they will be ready to open Saturday. Here, you'll be able to pick your own berries, but some farms are not allowing it due to COVID, so make sure to check first. Naya Harden, WRL News, Raleigh.
President Biden doesn't want Americans to lose money if they need to take off work to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The new credit he's introducing that will allow companies to grant paid leave to employees getting the shot. And a Raleigh scrapyard is at the center of an investigation again. What happened last night that has authorities searching for answers? We are back with our Smart Shopper segment. There are a lot of deals you need to know about this week. We're joined now by Faye Prosser to tell us all about them. Faye, good morning and happy Earth Day in celebration of Earth Day. There's some
absolutely.
Good deals.
Yeah, absolutely, Renee. Happy Earth Day. So Office Depot Office Max is offering 5 pounds of free document shredding through April 24th with the coupon on their website. And Earthbound Farms has a contest to win a free reusable bag when you take an Earth Day themed quiz on their website as well. And there are a number of other deals. You can see the offers on the post I have for you with Earth Day deals on the WRL website.
Apparently, April 22nd is also National Pretzel Day. Oh, tell me how I can get a pretzel.
Yeah, actually, every day to me is National Pretzel Day, but the official day is actually Monday, April 26th. Ah. And so on Monday, Auntie Anne's is giving away a free original or cinnamon sugar pretzel when you sign up through the Pretzel Perks app, and there is no purchase necessary. And Pretzel Maker is offering a free salted or unsalted pretzel at participating locations, including Crabtree Valley Mall, and there is no purchase necessary for that deal. You can check out the details on the post I have for you on the Smart Shopper column.
Okay, I know what I'm doing April 26th. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to shop for groceries this week. What's good out there?
Great deals. Red seedless grapes are only 75 cents a pound at Lidl. Elbow macaroni in a 2 pound box, only $1.09 at Lidl as well. 80% lean ground chuck, only $2.99 a pound at Food Lion. Tombstone Pizza. If you like a quick and easy frozen pizza, buy one, get one free, making them only $2 and a penny at Publix. And an 8 ounce package of mushrooms is only 99 cents at Aldi and at Harris Teeter. And Pepperidge Farm Goldfish Crackers. This is for all you parents out there and grandparents, maybe. They're just 99 cents when you use the Lowe's Foods digital coupon from their website or their app. And then finally, Harris Teeter has Fresh Foods Market whole subs on sale for $3.99 all week through Tuesday.
Thank you, Faye, for doing all the legwork so that we can save some money. Before you go shopping, check out Smart Shopping Tips from Faye on WRL.com. Look for the Consumer tab and search Smart Shopper.
We've reached 8:43 right now on our Thursday morning. The mother of a paratrooper who died at Fort Bragg is remembering her daughter.
She always saw the good in people, no matter who they were.
The memories she shared with us as communities around the country honor the 20-year-old. And the new payment system Amazon is testing that just involves your palm. And your winning lottery numbers right here at the Carolina Pick 3, 222, Pick 4, 2041. And the Carolina Cash 5, 2, 6, 14, 17, 35.
Good morning and happy Thursday, 8:46 the current time. We're taking you around town with the WRAL Live Cam Network from Raleigh to Durham, Chapel Hill to Wake Forest. Seeing a mostly sunny sky out there. It is looking very nice from the inside looking out, but still feeling rather chilly on this Thursday morning as temperatures are well below normal. Many of us woke up in the 30s. We're now seeing them improve and warm up now into the 40s across many areas. By 10 a.m., we'll be at 47 degrees into the 50s by lunchtime, but barely getting to 60 this afternoon. We'll see a mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky. It's going to be a pretty nice day if you're trying to get some outdoor running in because it's going to keep you on the cooler side, but expect a cool and breezy afternoon. This afternoon, we'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour, making it feel much cooler at times as well. It's not going to feel like spring out there today, but we are seeing a pretty nice view around town. Satellite and radar, we're seeing that mostly sunny sky currently overhead. Not any rain currently. A few showers back off towards the northwest in Kentucky. Snow showers in the Appalachians, and that could produce just a small shower in Mecklenburg County this afternoon. But for the triangle itself, we will stay dry for today. High pressure is in control for today. That continues into tomorrow, so we'll see a mostly sunny sky this afternoon, partly cloudy at times, and we'll see some high clouds with us tomorrow afternoon, but temperatures will be warming up Friday once that area of high pressure moves offshore. Getting into the weekend, that's when rain returns. The system's slowing down just a bit, but it looks like scattered showers becoming widespread at times from Saturday morning, especially through the afternoon. We do have the chance for possibly a thunderstorm, but it's all dependent on where this warm front will track. If it gets farther to the north, we can see the ingredients, the warmer temperatures, the moisture increase, which we could see a strong to severe thunderstorm. But right now, it looks like that's going to be across the Fayetteville area southward by Saturday afternoon and evening. Heading into Sunday, though, the rain will be with us a little bit in the Sunday morning, and then we'll dry out by Sunday afternoon. Because of that chance of the warm front lifting north, the storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has portions of our area under a level one severe storm risk for Saturday. Again, it's all dependent on how far north that warm front gets. Beyond that, we're going to see a lot of rain. It's going to be a cooler day as well. And rain totals can be anywhere from a half of an inch to an inch in total, especially across our southwestern communities. Here's that 7-day forecast, 64 today, 68 tomorrow, staying dry. Some showers with us again on Saturday. We're back to the 70s on Sunday and Monday. And then those 80s look to return for Tuesday and Wednesday next week. So not bad across the area. If you like the warmer weather, it returns midweek next week. Right now, I just want to pinpoint something as important as going on tomorrow morning, another SpaceX launch. I'm joined by Tony Rice, a WRAL contributor and NASA ambassador. Tony, what's going on and why is it happening? SpaceX launch was today, but delayed until tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it was delayed until tomorrow because of some weather conditions along the Atlantic coast. Basically, it's not just the weather at the launch pad that's significant. The forecasters are keeping an eye on conditions along the route where they might have to abort and would be able to safely pull the astronauts out.
And, how important is this? You were mentioning that it's going to be one of the next greater launches that we see with a number of countries working together. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we're finally getting back to launching astronauts from U.S. soil again, and this is the second crew rotation. It's a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule that will be launching, and this one's a little bit significant because amongst those four astronauts are two, one from Japan and another one from the European Space Agency. So we're working with our partners to get crew up to the station again.
And Tony, when is it? And for us here in the Triangle, how can we see it? It's going to be early. It's going to be cold. But what can we expect to see in the sky and when can we see it?
It's going to be early, but that's actually a good thing. When I saw this launch on the schedule, I was pretty excited. And actually, this day delay might even make the view a little bit better. So T0 launch time is set for 5:49 a.m. And that comes before sunrise, and far enough before sunrise that we have a good possibility of being able to see this in the eastern sky, a little bit to the southeast. So NASA TV's coverage is going to start about 1:30 in the morning. But if you go out, right around 5:50, and look to the east, and a little bit to the southeast, start looking for that rocket to rise above the horizon. Roughly about every 100 miles between us and the launch site, it takes about a minute before we see it rise over the horizon because of the curvature of the Earth.
And one last thing I want to point out, we had many calls to WRUL News last month. We had a rocket launch very similar on March 14th that created that amazing optic in the sky. How is this going to compare to that launch on March 14th? Will we see that same type of illusion?
It'll look something similar, but not nearly as bright, not nearly as prominent. The reason that one was just so beautiful and brilliant was because it came about 90 minutes before sunrise. So still very, very dark here on the ground. But what you're seeing is the sunlight of the rising sun catching the plume of the exhaust from the rocket as it rises up through the atmosphere.
That's awesome and some amazing news. I can't wait for that site. Tony Rice, a WRUL contributor and NASA ambassador, thank you so much for that information. And if you want to get outdoors tomorrow morning, just before 6 a.m., that's when Tony said it's going to be the best time to view it in that eastern sky. We'll see that clear sky, but grab those extra layers because we are going to start cold. We'll have temperatures in the low to mid-30s at 6 a.m., but it should be a pretty good sight. And I'm sure we'll get some many viewers calling in wondering what's going on in that sky before sunrise tomorrow.
We'll be on high alert right here. Thanks, Zach. This morning, we are hearing from the mother of a paratrooper who died at Fort Bragg. 20-year-old Specialist Abigail Jenks died during a training exercise on Monday. She was from New York and became a paratrooper at Fort Bragg in 2019. Jenks will be posthumously awarded the Meritorious Service Medal.
She always saw the good in people, no matter who they were.
At the end of the conversation, she always says, "I love you," first, all the time. So this time I made a conscious effort, like, I'm going to say I love you first, you know, in my head, and I did.
Flags will be at half staff at New York State buildings today to honor Jenks. New this morning, investigators are trying to determine what reignited a fire at a Raleigh scrapyard. We have video of that response to Wall Recycling Facility on Garner Road before 11 p.m. There it is. Firefighters shut down a road nearby as they put out the flames. This is the second fire at that scrapyard in 2 days. Fire crews tell WRUL the first fire started in a giant pile of metal.
President Biden is asking businesses to give workers paid time off to get vaccinated and for recovery if they feel sick afterwards. To help, the IRS will now give a tax credit to reimburse companies with fewer than 500 employees for the cost. The president believes no American should lose money just to get vaccinated.
Live look right now, South Hill, Virginia. There it is. First state in the South to pass a marijuana bill. The new law will allow adults 21 and up to legally possess up to 1 ounce of cannabis without the intent to distribute, and that begins July 1st.
Amazon is expanding its palm scanning payment system. Amazon One allows shoppers to pay for items by placing their palms over a scanning device. Their palm print is linked to a credit card. Amazon is bringing the palm scanner to a Whole Foods in Seattle with plans to roll out to more stores in the coming months. Next on Fox 50, the latest vaccine provider making it easier for you to get your COVID shot.